Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. The fight for love at George Washington University, posted on the HuffingtonPost.com. There are two students at the university by the name of Blake and Bergen, and they are taking to task Roman Catholic Father Greg. I'll give you his last name in just a moment. Let me share with you from this blog posting. It was posted on April 5th, 2013 at 6:54 p.m. I learned about this on Fox News last night. The case for religious freedom has been debated ad nauseum since its inception and ratification into law December 1791. There are some who believe it to be the first most cherished freedom, as the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops proclaimed in their response to President Obama's HHS mandate. It is often used to defend unpopular or outrageous beliefs held in the name of religion. Now, there we go. We have beliefs that are outrageous. Now, think about this with me for just a moment. Who decides what beliefs are outrageous? You can just imagine in the future a government council that meets for the express purpose of determining what is outrageous. And thereby is the rub. You can believe what you want, but you cannot say what you believe. You can only say what isn't outrageous. This invocation of the First Amendment is often invoked as a trump card in any disagreement over inflammatory comments or actions. Inflammatory. This is where you actually articulate what you believe. Indeed, we have both frequently invoked our right to free speech and religion to gently remind those who disagree with us that the benefit of the First Amendment protection is the dialogue that results from conflicting points of view. However, according to the Huffington Post, what is unacceptable in all cases is the use of the First Amendment as a means to attack, discriminate, and dehumanize another person and or groups of persons. Discrimination and vitriol wrapped in a veil of faith is vitriol. After all, the Bill of Rights was meant to supplement the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, not replace them. Regardless of any amendment, the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all citizens remains the foundation of our free society. And therein lies the issue. And I wish that I could look you in the face and you could hear what I'm going to tell you face to face. I wish that you would listen intently. In so much as this claiming that the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all citizens remain the foundation of our free society is, in fact, the slippery slope that will cause us to descend into unbelievable carnage as a society. I mean, I'm just talking about a debacle in what is right and wrong, what is moral and immoral. As a result of a lacking university policy, this age-old debate has been unfolding on the campus of George Washington University in Washington, D.C. for the last several weeks, and students have had enough. Students have had enough. They've had enough. The Archdiocese of Washington assigned a Roman Catholic priest by the name of Greg Schaefer to the Newman Catholic Center, Student Center at George Washington. Now did you happen to catch the name of the center? Let me give it to you one more time. It's called the Newman Catholic Student Center. The Newman Catholic Student Center. It's not the Student Center, it's the Catholic Student Center. Do you wonder who this student center is for? Do you wonder? Well, let me tell you. It's for Catholics. This student center is not for all students. This student center is for Catholics. This Roman Catholic priest that the Archdiocese of Washington assigned to the Newman Catholic Student Center has a long history of inflammatory comments towards LGBT people in his homilies and fostering a homophobic atmosphere amongst Catholics. Now, for those of you that are not Catholic, homilies are sermons. Sermons are the place where priests and preachers and pastors, where they articulate what their church believes. It is the place in which they talk about what they believe should be believed by those who associate with their particular religion, their particular denomination. And so now what we have here is the Huffington Post is quite upset about what a preacher is preaching. Let's just say it that way. They do not like what the preacher is preaching. While normally a sense of professional respect is observed, as neither of us are Roman Catholic priests, the idea that the Newman Center is entitled to do and believe as it pleases was violated when comments were published on his, now listen please, on his personal blog. His personal blog. It's his personal blog. We don't like what's on your personal blog. And in the student newspaper saying, every single rational person knows that sexual relations between persons of the same sex are, number one, unnatural, and number two, immoral. They know it in their hearts, Schaefer wrote, and yet they go against what their hearts tell them when they try to argue for same-sex relationships and gay marriage. Now, those of you that know your Bible, and many of you know it exceptionally well as a listener of the Sermon Audio audience, you know that really all this preacher is doing, priest in the Roman Catholic tradition, all he's doing is preaching Romans chapter number 1. That's what he's doing. Preaching Romans number 1, 2, and 3. He's talking about the fact that God has given all a conscience, and that conscience knows right from wrong. He's calling out the unnaturalness and immorality of same-sex marriage. And they don't want anyone to say such a thing. That is, in fact, what's going on here. Let me continue reading from the article. While this is simply a taste of the language and sentiments that permeate the Newman Catholic Student Center, the atmosphere spreads to affect those who do not even identify with the center, faith, or seek Father Greg for spiritual advice in the wider university community. So, because this has the potential for affecting a larger audience than just the walls of the Newman Center, because word could get out that Father Greg believes that same-sex marriage is immoral and, in fact, is unnatural, because someone could hear that and could potentially be offended. What needs to happen is, number one, Father Greg needs to be silenced. Or, number two, Father Greg needs to be booted off the campus. And folks, I have been saying it in my Sunday night sermons from 1 Thessalonians. this is coming like a tsunami. And every effort is going to be made to shut down those who disagree. This is not a matter of the church not putting enough effort into getting heterosexual relationships pure and right. This is an issue of wanting to silence our ability to preach the truth. In fact, the very statement that I just made, the declarative statement using the definite article, the, in front of truth, articulating it with an uppercase T, that is to say, uppercase T-R-U-T-H, the truth, that is repulsive. That is repulsive to this minority community in America. What we ask is to be treated with dignity and respect at our university. We ask that the chaplain of the George Washington University Newman Catholic Student Center, a man charged with the pastoral care of students by a non-university entity, treat each of us with equal love and value. We ask that our university provide a safe and welcoming environment for every student. Where does it stop? That's the question I want to know. Where does it stop? A safe and welcoming environment for every student. You say, what possible limit could there be for that? I'm telling you right now, folks, the limit is coming and is going to be pushed. And the pedophilers are looking at this program, this agenda, this methodology, and they are following right behind. Because if I cannot tell a homosexual that their behavior is unnatural and immoral for fear of offending them, then how can I now not also not tell the pedophiler the exact same thing? What? Huffington Post, are you not willing to say that a 40-year-old man wanting to engage in sexual relationships with a 6-year-old girl, is that also not unnatural? Is that also not immoral? Where will it stop? And that's it. That's the rub. That's the issue. These students want the pastoral care of all students to be basically generic, just touchy-feely. But may I remind them that the salary for the Father Greg is not being paid by George Washington University. It's being paid by the Roman Catholic Church. May I remind them that the name of the center where the Father works is the Newman Catholic Student Center. The Newman Catholic Student Center. This reminds me of those that were shocked that Berean Baptist Church had such crazy ideas as what the Bible says is truth. Imagine that. Baptists who believe in the Bible. We are surprised that there are people out there like that. The article goes on to say, can we not agree that our students should be safe in schools and that all bullying should be stopped? All bullying should be stopped. So the declarative statement that this is unnatural and that this is immoral is now classified as bullying. And bullying now is the new trump card. It's the new trump card. Parents pull the bullying trump card. Students pull the bullying trump card. Privates in basic training pull the bullying trump card. Can we not agree that our students should be safe in schools and that all bullying should be stopped? Imagine that. Imagine a world in which all bullying is stopped. See, it sounds like you like bullying. No? No, I don't like bullying. But I certainly do not like
where we're going as a society. And I see the handwriting on the wall. And as a man who stands in a pulpit every single week with the responsibility of preaching the truth from the Word of God, I can see that there is going to be an attempt in America very soon to silence all those who, as the article opened up with, let's scroll back to the top of the article and let's see what we're talking about. Oh yeah, it's those outrageous beliefs. Those outrageous beliefs. Let me give you one of those outrageous beliefs. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus. Only Jesus. Everyone else who doesn't put their faith in Christ will be judged by the God of the universe and found lacking because of their sin, and will be sentenced to eternal separation from God. And if you are one of those unbelievers, your only hope is that I am wrong. Now, that belief is considered outrageous. It is considered outrageous. And that's the attempt to silence. That's where we're at. That's what they want to silence. Everything is being rolled up in the umbrella or the blanket of bullying. We have been criticized for waging an intolerant attack on civil liberties by speaking out against a religious leader for espousing discrimination and anti-LGBT rhetoric. Hate in God's name is hate, not religion. See, that's it. That's where we go. We pull out the hate Trump card. And if you say this is unnatural, if you say this is immoral, if you look at the person with compassion, with tenderness, with sensitivity, but you still hold to a biblical perspective, which is God sent His only begotten Son to die on a cross so that your sins can be forgiven, and this is a sin. This is a sin. This is a sin like heterosexual adultery. This is a sin like premarital fornication. This is a sin. And this sin must be stopped. This sin must be turned from, and Christ must be embraced. You can say it with the most tender love and gentleness. You can say it like Billy Graham would say it today, with love and compassion. But in the end, you're still saying something that is now classified as discriminatory. And God forbid if you get passionate and if you actually preach like Billy Sunday preached or Spurgeon preached, or if you get articulate in your language like Jonathan Edwards was articulate, and you begin to talk about hell with a vividness, now all of a sudden you are an extremist that needs to be locked up or confined to an island. And folks, that's where we're going. Mark my words, that's where we're going. Outside of a significant spiritual revival or a revolution of sorts, that's where we're going. And you can easily see the potential for issues in the future between states that are conservative and states that are liberal. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.